We're going to hear Matthew chapter 2 and verses 1 to 18. David's going to come and read. Thanks.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everybody went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the angels said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told, and they were terrified. Amen.
It's not quite all wrapped up yet. I've got a little bit more to say. Of course, there's one list, children, that we haven't mentioned. Can you think of a list that you might have? Well, yeah, we'll get to that. What about a wish list? Oh, have you got a wish list? Have you got a list of things that you hope you might get for Christmas? Yeah? I don't know if you have one of those. Okay. But yeah, as Daniel mentioned, Santa has his own list, doesn't he? So let's see if we can just see a little bit of that now. There should be a video. The video's in the middle of there.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Making a list, checking it twice. That if he's naughty and nice, Santa Claus is coming to town. When you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. Knows if you've been bad or good, will be good for goodness sake. Watch out, you better not cry. Tell me why Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
wonder where we appear on Santa's list. Have you been good this year? Oh yeah, lots of yeses. I think there might even be a special message from Santa now. He's gone again. But he's asking you to see if you're going to be on your best behaviour till Christmas. You don't want a bag of coal for Christmas, do you? I think that's traditionally what you got if you were naughty. Okay. So I don't know about you. Who thinks they're on the good list this year? Hey, look, there's a few brave souls here. Who thinks that they're on the bad list? Oh, well, that's good, Naomi. That saves me a fortune. Do you know that God says, actually, that every one of us have done things wrong? Is there anybody here who all year you've been so good, you've not done anything wrong whatsoever? Anybody put their hand up? Beryl, you've just told a lie, sweetheart. Well, you said you've been good all the time, and I know differently. So. Actually, God says, we have the next slide, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So if God's standard, the standard of God is for all of us to be perfect, if we're going to go to his heaven, God's standard is that we get everything right all the time. But then he tells us that actually all of us have sinned, that we all fall short. So in effect, we could say we're all on the naughty list somewhere, aren't we? We've all failed God. We've let him down. We haven't been how we should be. Maybe we've stolen or lied or not been very nice to somebody else. But none of us has got it right all the time. So the reality is that the Bible says that if we're sinful people, that we shouldn't have a place in God's heaven. But God did something really amazing. God did something incredible, and that was that he sent Jesus, didn't he? And what did he send Jesus to do? What did Jesus come to do? Children, do you know? What did Jesus come to do? Well, he came to be our, yes, mercy. Can you tell me? He came to die, that's right. He came to be our saviour, didn't he? He came to be our rescuer, okay? So we were all lost. We deserved to be cut off from God. But God so loved us, he sent Jesus to rescue us so that we can be saved. And it says in the Bible, actually, that God has a list himself. We can have the next slide. And God's list is called the Book of Life. And it's mentioned several times in the Bible. It talks about there being, in Malachi, a list there of those that believe in God. who trust in him. It says in Malachi chapter 3 in verse 16, then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened, and a scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. So there was a scroll, a list of those that love God. And in the book of Revelation, it talks about the Lamb's Book of Life, whose name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I wonder, is our name there in God's book? It says in Revelation 21 and verse 26, the glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it, into heaven. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Okay? It's a strange name, isn't it? The Lamb's Book of Life. Well, we think of Jesus like a lamb, like an animal that was sacrificed for us. He died on the cross to pay the price of our sin. And if we believe in him, our name is on the list of those who are going to be saved. Our name is in the list of the Lamb's Book of Life. We talked a lot about lists this morning and whether we've got everything covered. And it's a bit of a mix, isn't it? It's a bit confusing, because there are things on the list that we talked about that are from the Bible and about the Christmas story. There's loads of other things that aren't really part of the first Christmas story. Santa and his sleigh and all these presents and the food and all those things weren't really there in the first Christmas story, that we can get really confused what Christmas is really about. When actually it is about Jesus come to be the Lamb to pay the price of our sin so that our names can be on that list of people who are saved. So I don't know if you're on someone's Christmas card list or on their present list, but this is the list that is most important, that our names are on it. And how do we get our names on it? By believing that Jesus came and died for us. And we admit to Jesus that we are sinful people, that we don't get it right all the time. And we ask him to forgive us. And he adds us to the list of those that he is going to save. So that's our message. That's the important Christmas list to be on. Okay, so when you think of Christmas lists in the future, you ask yourself, am I on Jesus's list? Am I on the list of those he has come to save? Thank you.